reconvene the July 14th City of Daytona Beach Special Magistrate Proceedings for Rental Program Cases. So at this point, I'm calling the meeting to order at the outset. Review and approve the minutes of our June 9th meeting. And with that, let's go to the first case, Stuart Mortimer. Will all those representatives who are this morning for the City of Daytona Beach will be testifying this morning's proceedings, please step forward this morning.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony that you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
All right, first case, Stuart Mortimer. Anyone here for the respondent?
Good morning, Mr. Vakelta. Anthony Jackson here on behalf of the City of Daytona Beach, Council for the City of Daytona Beach. This case is before you for imposition of a fine. The property remains in non-compliance. However, there's been an inspection and the owner is making repairs followed that inspection. So the inspector is requesting to amend to the next cutoff to allow the owner to complete those repairs. And the inspectors, Jurgen Betts, and turn to Mr. Betts to you if there's any further questions.
Will be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. Case number two, GEA Seaside Investments Incorporated. Anyone here for the respondent? Not seeing a respondent, what say the city?
Well, Mr. Kelger, this is before you for imposition of a fine. The inspector still had no contact regarding the case with GEA Seaside Investments. The last time we were before you, his knowledge of the violations remained the same. This originated as a tenant complaint. The property was subsequently vacant. I don't know if the status as of today. But nevertheless, it remains in non-compliance. The inspector is asking for a $200 per day fine to be imposed to a maximum of $15,000. I do want to advise you that I know in the past we had mentioned that there was active litigation. That issue has been remedied with a dismissal at the federal proceeding over the last several weeks. And so at this point, that's all over. And the inspectors informed me that, at least at that proceeding, the counsel for GEAC side had indicated that they would be working on getting whatever he needs to have. But nevertheless, the inspector has not heard anything from them.
What kind of federal proceeding?
I think they were you over there for trial. I'll inquire Mr. Betts on the lawsuit that I previously mentioned, where they were suing on the validity of the ordinance, and so on a motion to dismiss by the city that was granted by the federal court. Okay, Mr. I have not seen it, but Mr. Betts indicates his knowledge is, or his understanding is, with prejudice.
So GEA was doing what, challenging ordinances that the government run up for that case?
Yes, sir.
Well, we turn to property. Is it occupied?
I'm sorry?
Is the property occupied?
Mr. Betts, I'm tender for those questions.
Good morning, Mr. Bacalogi. Jurgen Betts, Rental Inspector, City of Daytona Beach. This property is currently unoccupied. As of yesterday, it remains available for rent. There's a for rent sign in the front yard. There's a for rent sign in the window. It's advertised for rent on the website DaytonaPropertyManagement.com, which is the website used by GEAC side, and it's also advertised for rent in the Penny Saver newspaper.
Have they made any effort to address any of these violations?
None whatsoever. $200 a day to $15,000.
Respondents on $250 per day commencing July 9, 2015, and continuing each day thereafter, but continuing to accrue each day thereafter until the property is in compliance or the amount of the fine has reached the sum of $15,000, whichever occurs first. Case number 3, GEA Seaside Investments Incorporated.
Mr. McKell.
For the respondent. Not seeing the respondent. What say the city?
I apologize. Now, Mr. McKell, to this. Case is before you as a it's the first time before you, but it's here as a repeat violation, and it was noticed as a repeat violation.
With regard to that prior case, is there anything I can do to keep them from running that property?
Nothing, but the only authority you would have would be the authority to order that it not be rented until it's brought into compliance, which is pretty much the status of necessity for compliance in any way.
Okay. All right, good enough. All right, I apologize. Back to 509 Harvey Street. So, what's going on there?
Mr. Kelcher, this one is first time before you, here is a repeat violation. As you, I'm sure, are well aware, with GEA Seaside Investments, you have previously found them in noncompliance within the last 5 years. And on the same violation, a violation of the failure to license. Residential rental property, and so we're bringing this as a repeat violation, and as repeat violation we are here in the posture of imposition of a fine, and so our request is that and I'll have I'll tender Mr. Betts to give you the factual, but I don't believe it's anything more than the knowledge that there is no rental license and it is being made available for rent, and the request is that there be an imposition of fine of $100 per day to $15,000 beginning on today's date. And Mr. Betts.
Good morning. This property.
$100 per day up until what now?
$15,000.
Okay, go ahead.
When the initial notice of violation was posted in February 2014, there was a tenant present in unit number 1 confirming that it was tenant occupied. As of yesterday, it remains available for rent. It's currently unoccupied. It's a duplex. There's a for rent sign in the window. It's advertised on the website DaytonaPropertyManagement.com and also advertised in the Penny Saver.
And this started in 2014?
The initial notice of violation was February 2014 for renting without a license. Correct.
So they've been renting without a license now for, what, 18 months?
It's been vacant for, I suspect, much of that time, but they do have, it's been available for rent, yes.
Why won't they just get a license? Do you have any idea?
At the hearing, they were requesting for more time to get items in order, but at the federal hearing, but the case was dismissed, and his attorney indicated they will be coming into the city and making applications for licenses on all his properties. But to date, we had no contact from either Mr. Aberman, GEAC side, or his attorney, Mr. Bull.
Where's Mr. Bull from?
South Florida. I forget exactly where.
And when was this dismissal?
Last month. I believe the 25th of last month.
Last month?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'll remind you, Mr. Vakelji, that the practice of, at least right now, of this program is that the number of cases have been relatively limited. However, some come into compliance, and so ultimately we are left with the ones that are before you.
No problem. Do you have any miscellaneous business to be brought before the special magistrate with regard to rental program cases?
I'm not aware of anything, sir.
And with that, this meeting is adjourned, and we will reconvene in a few minutes.